Today's segment is pretty much talking about pick a struggle.
You'll pick a struggle.
You have to pick a struggle.
That pick a struggle, bruh.
You need to pick a goddamn struggle.
You have more than two struggles. If you have three, then that's it. It is over for you. You have to
pick it to switch it. Okay, there we go. Then put my microphone on. If I can do it right. Testicles 1, 2. Okay, there it is. It's saying we laugh. Let's wait. See some people come in. Yeah, I didn't get your message saying you was on your way. I was like,
I said it on the phone.
Oh, that's why.
I said I'm gonna be on my way when in 5 minutes, and you was like, okay.
Oh damn.
I'm on the phone.
My hair's still wet. I like it though.
Test
up. Oh my goodness. What's okay? Hey, should we start now? Should we wait a little bit longer?
We can start. I don't see us though.
You don't? Mm-mm. Okay, let me go. Hold on, y'all. If y'all watching, just give us a second. We're trying to make sure we hear live. What did T.S. Madison say? Oh, is you live?
I like
there that. It is. I see it right there. Oh, I typed the "we are live" part wrong.
Where is
it's it? Whack live.
Not whack live.
Go to the page.
I'm on the page.
You on the view part? Go back. Why you are so dark?
I got the night.
You can't see.
I just like it like that. You say I'm on the view part.
Yeah, scroll down. Bam, there we go. Oh no. Keep scrolling. Oh, there we go. Right there.
There we go.
There we go. Turn it up. Let's see if we can hear us.
Sure.
Yeah.
We hear live. What's
your name? Okay, I'm glad the microphones work.
They work good.
Right. The best $10 I ever spent in my life. How y'all doing? Welcome back.
Who watching us? Say hi. Speak.
Ray, if you watching us, Ray, let us know you watching us and make sure you share the video. It's free to share.
Share, y'all. So y'all love friends and see it.
Ray. Oh, my goodness.
All right. We in the thing. We in here. I feel like I'm looking up.
In there like swimwear.
Am I looking up?
Just look right into the cameras right there.
Oh, it's over there. Hey, camera.
Yeah. Hi. How y'all doing? Welcome to another picture. Hey, Leanna?
Lena.
Who is Lena?
That's my mother-in-law.
Hey, mother-in-law.
She wants some lasagna.
Oh, girl. I wish you would have told me you wanted some lasagna. I would have made you one.
I don't even know how you're going to get it, mama. That's the thing. Like, how you going
to
get the lasagna?
I would have brought it to you.
4 hours? You got to put in some gas.
She would have had to give me a really nice tip.
A really hefty tip
mm-hmm. for me to bring it all the way over there where you at.
Yeah, because I mean,
right,
you're kind of far out.
But the lasagna was good though.
It looked good. It looked really
okay,
good.
So welcome to Pick a Struggle Show.
Oh, we just jumping.
Right. Welcome to Pick a Struggle Show. Thank y'all for watching. Make sure you share. Make sure you like all of the stuff. Be interacting with us. Do all of that.
All that jazz.
Yes, but yes. But let's start off with me cooking. I've been cooking for 3 days.
What you cook? Okay, so run it down. Because I saw the menu, and I shared the menu. So if y'all was looking on Facebook, on my page, you know, you're scrolling, y'all should have seen the menu. So go ahead and tell us. Run it down.
So I'm trying to start off my catering career, which is one thing I've always wanted to do. I always wanted to cook. And so I was selling 2 plates,
mm-hmm.
which turned into more, which is funny. Mm-hmm. I was selling 2 plates. It was, you choose your meat, which is pork chops or chicken.
Okay.
And with the side of macaroni and cheese and greens.
Mm.
And if you bought a plate, I will throw in some biscuits I made and a slice of cheesecake that I made.
What kind of biscuits?
those Red Lobster biscuits.
The cheddar biscuits.
The cheddar biscuits.
Yes.
I was selling the cheddar biscuits. So if you want to. Oh, I didn't even shave. Jesus.
But no. But yeah. You can't even tell.
You can't?
Uh-uh. Oh, I mean, they
yeah.
can't tell.
Who you look on yeah. here, yeah.
They can't tell.
Ooh, I wish I did. But anyway.
Stop. You're bringing it out.
I know. But yeah, I throwed in a cheddar biscuit and a slice of cheesecake. Just, that was my appreciation. Mm-hmm. So I want to say thank you to the people who bought, you know, bought a plate or two. Some people bought two.
Greedy. Oh, and, they're buying it for the, okay. Right. My bad.
It was like, yeah, it's for me and somebody else. And then
would have ate both of them.
Right. And then I had people that was like, oh, I want a whole cheesecake by myself.
Ooh.
So I had some people bought a whole cheesecake.
So how many cheesecakes did you make?
I made two.
Oh, okay. Okay.
One was for my appreciation to people, and then another person was like, I want a whole cheesecake by myself.
Oh, wait.
So I made two cheesecakes, and I still got half of one left. Anybody want it for free? Because I'm trying to get rid of it. I can't do sweets like that. I can't do sweets like that no more.
I would
more.
Like to try half of the cheesecake.
Please. Right. I'm going to cut you a slice before you leave.
Please do.
And then, so I was selling the plates, and then I was just advertising
mm-hmm.
that I make lasagna, too.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had people who was like, well, can I get the lasagna?
Right.
Instead of the whole plate, let me get the lasagna, because you said you can feed five people, so you just, you know, it's for the family.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool, but you got to put it in a day in advance. So yesterday they was like, yeah, I want one.
See? And I know that lasagna is good, because the way it was looking on that picture. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what you put in it. And I don't want you to tell me what you put in it, because it's probably your secret recipe.
Yeah.
But it looks so freaking delicious. I ain't never seen a lasagna that looked like that before.
Oh, my goodness. And I got like...
Who did you get your recipe from?
It was me.
Oh, it's just your creative?
Yeah, I got the basics.
My creator ass.
Ooh. This smells good. Okay. Yeah. But,
Because you was a bit ashy, I wasn't going to say nothing.
Anywho.
I wasn't going to say anything. I thought I could keep it to me.
But I like it, though. This is some little lotion I had got from my friend, Shug Avery.
Okay.
She got, she's starting to get into, like, her own business with selling soaps and stuff.
And it's my favorite color, y'all. It's purple.
I know. And it smells so good.
Mm. I smell some shea butter in there. Mm-hmm. Shea butter. Some I don't know how you say
shea.
It.
Shea.
Shea butter.
Tomato. Tomato.
Shea, she. But look at this, y'all, and the consistency. So when you get something out, it's really thick. I don't know if y'all can see that.
Right.
So it's gonna cover up all that ash.
Right.
That you got on your ass.
Right. It's gonna cover it. I'm gonna tag her in the comments so you can, you know, see her. There she is.
Look,
Shug Avery.
Look at my hand. Look. And just imagine if you put this on after you get out the tub.
And I just got out the shower, so
baby.
It's really
I'm talking
nice.
About some soft skin.
Like, does it smell good to you?
Why would you make me smell your hand? I can smell my own hand. Yes, it does smell good. It smells really good. And the fact that it's purple just sold me.
Right.
Anything purple, I'm finna get it. I want it.
Mm-hmm. I'm finna help her on her label, because she ain't got no labels on here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to help her with her labels and her company name.
You know what? She should be just like no label. That'd be like
right.
her thing, like no label. Just
right. Don't worry about what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Just
you know
it. Put it on your ass. That's
right.
What
I know. I'm going to do it when you leave up out of here.
I know. He going to be in here.
I'm going to use his whole job just on my ass.
She's like, everybody be like, damn, you been through that whole dry that quick.
Right.
That's thick. You probably ain't gonna need
right.
that.
She got other ones other than this, but this is the one that I really like personally.
Yeah.
She got some other stuff. She has stuff that has like the hemp oil.
Ooh, I like hemp oil.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, and I like almond oil, and I like essential oils, period. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's right up my alley. I'm gonna probably have to fool with her.
Right.
See what she got.
Ooh, but let me tell y'all something. So after I had got, so I've been cooking for 3 days.
One, two, three days.
And so my house was warm
mm-hmm.
already.
Mm-hmm.
So I got done cooking today with my lasagnas and my plates and my cheesecakes, all that's gone. Mm-hmm. And so I turned everything off, got all my dishes clean. Look over there, all my
kitchen
dishes clean.
Kitchen is clean, honey.
Right. So I got everything clean. And then I was like, let me go ahead and turn on the air conditioning, cause I don't know what it is about me, but I don't mind cooking or cleaning in the heat.
Oh. That's probably why I don't like it. Because it's hot. I be mad cooking when it's regular temperature. Let it heat go up. Get out the kitchen. Get out the kitchen. Right. Ready when it's ready.
But with me, I don't know what it is about like heat and when it comes to cleaning and cooking. Like, I don't mind it.
It's because you enjoy cooking. That's what it is. So you'll cook when it's hot. You'll cook when it's cold. You'll cook just because you enjoy it.
Right. And so my house is already warm. Mm-hmm. And then when I got done cooking and I went and turn my air conditioner on, and my air conditioner is off. So currently, my air conditioner is off.
Mm-hmm. But it's not hot in here, y'all. He got it's his not fan hot. Going.
And it's, yeah, and I got the windows hot. Open.
Yeah.
Which is another thing. Mm-hmm. I had to get the smell of food out of my house.
And it don't smell like food in here. Like, I would not. If I didn't know that he was doing that, I wouldn't be believing that he had did that. Because it don't smell like. You know how you be smelling like old grease and chicken and onions that be stuck in the wall, bell peppers,
old greens.
Yeah, I don't smell none of that. You just smell house. That's all it smells like.
Right, because I had to do that because every time I would leave the house and be like, you know, let me go get something, or, you know, let me come back to the house. Anything that I had to leave for, and then I would come back to the house, all I was smelling was food.
Mm-hmm.
I love food, but I don't want my house to smell like food.
Yeah, yeah. Really? Other people walk in and be like, you know what?
Right.
You know he was fat. I know he was fat.
So I was like, let me get all this stuff out of here. So I had to open my windows. Then that's when I realized my air conditioner was off. I was like, oh, Jesus. What am I going
to do? So when they come to fix it?
Today is Sunday, right? I put in an emergency thing. They were supposed to call me, which is why we're going live from my tablet and not from my phone, because I'm just hoping and praying and wishing that they would call me and come fix my stuff.
You know what? I think they probably going to wait till Monday. They going to roll you over to Monday since...
Well, you know what?
It's not summertime yet.
I'm gonna roll my rent to the fourth then.
Hey, Pay, how you doing, baby? Tomorrow is his birthday.
Who, Payton?
Payton, tomorrow. Payton will be, what year is it, 21? Payton will be 21.
21?
Mm-hmm.
You can finally buy cigarettes and buy alcohol.
Well, he could already buy cigarettes.
No.
Oh, they changed
it. They changed it to 21.
Yeah.
So you can buy your Black & Milds. I know you smoke Black & Milds.
He better. I smoke no Black & Milds. Hey. Smoking no Black & Milds. And my daughter turned 18 yesterday, y'all, so I have two grown kids.
Right. Happy birthday.
Happy
Which
birthday
one is it?
Shanice.
What was Nene? Thank you. I don't know her real name.
That's Shanice. Her birthday was yesterday.
What y'all do? Who y'all doing? What y'all doing?
We went to Main Event. I don't know what it is with her. Child, listen. I don't know what it is with her because we started planning her birthday in January. So, you know, January come, roll around, February roll around, March roll around. We still got this whole little birthday plan.
Yeah.
A week or two right before her birthday, she was like, I don't do nothing. I'm like... Your sister coming home because her sister flew home. And we got people buying stuff. We got costumes because she wanted to do like a fairy theme. My daughter is, you know, that's just her
weird.
Thing. Yeah, but we love her. But anyway, so like last week, a week before last, I'm like, okay, come on, Nene, tell me what kind of food you want. I was going to ask Dre to cook, you know, pay him to cook.
Yeah, you didn't even say anything. What happened?
She didn't want to do it. She didn't want to do it. She was just like, I don't want to do it.
Is she all right?
I think she broke up with her boyfriend. Her and her boyfriend broke up.
The window was at the Shipley's?
The Shipley's.
I mean, Duncan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her little boyfriend broke up. So.
Thank God, because I didn't like him.
I didn't like him either.
I didn't even meet him, but I heard some things about him, and I was like,
Yeah, we don't fool with him.
Yeah, we don't fool with him. We don't fool with people like that.
No, that's not what we do. But anyway.
Maybe back in the day. Maybe. It's a new day, a new age. We don't fool with people like that.
Right. And her sister was very unsupportive. She was like, girl, you about to be 18. You don't need no man holding you down.
Is that what?
Yeah. is my daughter. I'm like, okay, this sound like my daughter, but sound like me. But yeah, so I think that's what it was. She had broke up. They had broke up, and I think she was just like, because she'd been sleeping and she kind of been loving.
You know how they first love.
I don't think so. I think she loved the boy before him.
You know what? I liked him better.
You did?
The white boy.
He was Latino.
White boy. The white boy that can cook pizza.
Y'all remember, what was that movie? What was that movie? Was it The Brothers? With Bill Bellamy, and he was telling his mama about the difference. She was kind of like, kind of prejudiced, and she was like, it's just a white woman that can cook a taco.
Well, see, I got that from Madea.
That's, I think that's where they got it from.
Oh, okay, because she was like, what's with the white girl? She was like,
Bob Dance.
She was like, I'm Chinese. She was like, a white girl that can do nails.
That is so terrible. That's how older people, I mean, I ain't trying to talk about older people.
That's how older people
be. That's how older people be. They be like, oh, they are. Because I had a friend that thought everybody who wasn't black was white. She really did think that everybody, because I mean, we used to talk about stuff, and she be like, oh, it's a white boy. I'm like, I don't think he white. I think he, you know, whatever.
A white boy that eat tacos, that's Mexican. A white boy that can make pizza, that's Italian.
Oh, my goodness. I'm done. Listen.
But he said he was Italian?
No, he was Mexican.
Mexican. Mm-hmm. He was so pale to be Mexican.
Well,
he must have been from Twilight, because he was pale as hell.
Maybe he wasn't Mexican. Maybe he was like some type of Spanish, but maybe not Mexican. I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't delve into it too
Spanish?
Much.
Oh, a tall Mexican.
Some child, listen, don't give me the line. All I know is that she was dating him and they broke up, and then she was dating the other boy and they broke up.
Did she tell you why they broke up? If you don't mind me being too nosy.
She told me, but I don't really remember. I don't listen. I'm sorry. I didn't listen. because okay, the reason why I didn't listen, because I know my child.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a little difficult to deal with. So it could have been her.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So that's why I was like, okay, well, yeah. But anyway.
And then the dude that she was with at the Dunkin' was black.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just sweeping over him.
He was, I'm glad. Maybe, I'm just saying, I'm glad they done.
Maybe he has some the Mexican didn't have.
I have no idea. And I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
That's nasty.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you
That is gross.
I'm just laying you down.
But it feels weird to have two grown kids.
Right.
It does. It feels
two and weird. A half, because Duca.
Well, Duca's the baby.
He on his way, though.
No, he not.
Yes, he is. God. He's on his way.
Him the baby. Him my baby. Him 10. No, he 11. But he ain't going. He ain't getting big.
He only got 2 more years.
Before what?
His voice is going to go, hey, Mata. What's up, mama? You don't think so?
Yeah. No. He's my baby. No, stop.
You don't think so?
No, he's my baby. That's the baby.
He's on his way.
He's my baby. Anywho.
And you know, boys, you know, they go faster than girls sometimes.
No.
He on his way.
No, for real though, like I have really been preparing myself mentally for my children to be grown. So
yeah, but happy early birthday. When is Payne's birthday?
Payne's birthday tomorrow.
His birthday is tomorrow,
mm-hmm, the 19th, and then my other niece's birthday is on the 20th.
So. You got a whole bunch of folks' birthdays.
Yeah, and then my nephew's birthday on the 30th. So April is full of birthdays for my family.
All y'all Aries.
All them Aries and fire signs. Them fire.
Right. I had a good, deep conversation about them today.
I don't like, if it wasn't for my child. I actually get along with Aries, which is crazy because I'm a water sign, but
Aries not water signs. No,
I know. I said it's crazy because I'm a water sign. Oh, okay. They fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to go into our struggle letter today.
Okay.
That we're going to have. But it's going to be later on. Since we, you know, we done caught up and, you know, we talked about what's going on with our lives. I guess we're going to the What You Watching?
Okay. What you watching?
What you been watching?
I tried to watch them.
Yes, I tell me about them. I've been waiting to watch it.
Corny as fuck. I'm sorry. Oh, it's corny. Gosh. It's very corny. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just like my, what I, you know how you have expectations of something.
Yeah.
So that's what that was. I had an expectation because it's all black cast. It's supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be horror. Corny as all get
and see, out. I didn't know anything about it. Well, I saw the ads for YouTube, but then, you know, didn't think none of it. I was like, skip ad. Skip, 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 skip. Mm-hmm. And then next thing I know, every black person I know is like, I watch this. I watch, you know, I watch them. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, living in my head rent-free and right. all the other stuff. And so I was like, I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, yeah. So you didn't want, you didn't even start it?
No, no, not even started yet. So, okay. Yeah, so give me your, like, give me, like, a rundown. Like, just tell me what you thought about it.
I thought that it was, okay, so the acting is great.
Okay.
I do think the young lady's going to get typecast. The young lady from, what's the movie with, dang, the black movie with the mask, when they had the mask on their face.
When they had the mask on their face?
Us. The little girl from Us, she's in the show.
Oh, she's in it? Mm-hmm. Is she grown now?
No, she's still a little. She's
still like a teenager?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think she's going to get typecast to play parts like that.
Okay.
Because I can see that happening. But the cast is great. The acting is great. The storyline, it's just, that's what's corny. It's like, come on now, y'all can do better than this. But I think because... black and horror just don't mix. That's just my opinion. I just feel like black and horror don't mix.
So you don't think Us was a good movie or
not really? I mean, I feel like the storyline was good, but I don't think it was just like a good movie. No, it's not a movie that I would watch again.
What about Get Out? Since it was the same person, but
Get Out I liked a lot better than I liked Us.
My aunt Stephanie Arbella said, "Don't watch it." Why? Put in the comment. Let us know why not to watch it.
It's just
because I'm
corny.
Because you think it's corny?
It's very corny. I feel like they should have just left that on the damn director's table, on the screenplay's like, table,
on the cutting board.
Something.
Like when they did the pitch meeting. Hey, I got a movie for you. What is it about? It's about this black girl going through racism with white people. Never mind. Like, what?
This is left for the leave it alone.
Because I know, girl, your left hand itching, that means you're going to get some money.
No, that's the right hand money.
It's the right hand. So the left hand means you're going to get some money.
Somebody said the left hand means you're going to get a letter. But who gets letters these days?
You know, if they in jail, you know.
Don't write me. I ain't putting nothing on your books. I ain't putting nothing on your books. I don't do that.
But you think it's just a little too corny and not.
Yeah, I just wish it. Stay Hall said, "Hey y'all,
hey Mrs. Hall, happy anniversary! I think it's the anniversary. You know, I can't never tell with y'all because y'all post so many pictures of each other.
Oh, that's sweet.
Y'all make such a cute couple. I don't ever know if it's the anniversary or just because.
I hope, but it's
they
just
do
because.
Right. But they do go on a whole lot of vacations. So I'm legitly And Stay Hall, she does have her own podcast. So Stay, if you still watching, put your link to your podcast in the comments, and you know, let people know where they can find you. Because I'm pretty sure you know you and your husband, you're not like Derek Jackson and his wife. So please, so please let the people know.
Mr. Jackson. And you know what? I used to watch him faithfully.
I never watched him.
I watched his little 5 second videos. I used to watch him. Because I used to watch him. I ain't gonna lie. I used to watch him because I thought it was handsome. I was like, let me see what that little young man's on there.
Thought wrong.
No, he handsome to everybody. And he know it. And he let everybody have fun. He let everybody have fun.
Not to me.
She said it's not, but thank you. Anniversary is New Year's Eve. Oh,
shut up!
anniversary.
Right? If you're still married, it's the perfect anniversary. If you're divorced, you'd be like, damn. But yeah, put your...
Every year I got to think about this motherfucker.
Right.
On this day.
Right. Put your podcast on the comment section so people will know how to get some good marital advice and all that stuff. Because Mrs. Hall, I kind of don't feel right calling her Stay. But Mrs. Hall does a lot of stuff on Facebook and the other platform she's on. I don't know all of them. Mm-hmm. But she talks about a lot of stuff. So, Mrs. Hall, please put your information in the comment section.
I need some marriage advice.
You're not even married.
I know, but eventually I'm going to get married and I want to have some...
Why?
Because I like the idea of being married. It's okay, so it's not on my bucket list to be married again, because I've done it already once.
Yeah.
But I like
the perfect man.
There's no perfect man.
Yours was, is.
Why do people... Okay. I've heard that too many times, and people, you know, I guess on the outside looking in, on paper, it looked really
yes,
good.
Yes, Stay Hall and the Hallway. That's what it is. Yes.
Okay, so y'all make sure y'all follow that or watch that podcast, because I know.
Look for it.
Y'all gonna like it.
Right. But
what you been watching?
Oh, yeah, what I've been watching. Okay. Oh, my gosh. You're not into anime.
That don't mean somebody else ain't.
I've been watching anime for a good week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going to bed with it. So, but it's kind of old anime.
Mm-hmm.
So, so Netflix had came out with a Godzilla trilogy. And, yeah, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's good. So if you ain't never seen it before. But
who came out with it?
Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix came out with it. I want to say the first episode was like in 2017.
Okay.
Which is funny because they call it an episode. It was like an hour and a half.
Damn. Is that how anime rolls? Is that you how it rolls?
But each... it's a trilogy, so it's, you know, it's three movies. Mm-hmm. For some reason, they call it an episode, but it's like... Excuse me. It's like an hour and a half long, and... Even though, like, it's decent, but I think it's better than the movies.
Okay.
It's better than the Godzilla movies.
So, what they... It's just...
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you said that, because that... Okay. So, the trilogy is about how... What's they say? Get ready before you need to be ready.
Yeah. About the marriage.
Yeah, get marital advice before you're actually ready for it. But back to Godzilla. So, the way that... The anime does it in Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place after Godzilla takes over Earth and starts destroying it.
Okay.
And so these is a set of humans and two different alien races.
Okay.
They get into like ships and stuff, and then they go off to try to find another planet because Godzilla is taking over.
Okay.
And then after 20 years, they go back to Earth and realize 2,000 years had taken place on Earth.
Oh, wow.
And so the whole thing is, let's go and destroy Godzilla and try to reclaim Earth. That's basically what it's about. I don't want to give any spoilers on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually, it was decent. I liked it better than the Godzilla movies that they came out with.
Right. So what kind of anime is it? Is it like the Naruto or what them kids?
Anime, well, right. Girl, don't give me, give me the line on the different types of anime.
Yeah, because I don't know.
But it's like basic, and then the one on Netflix is dubbed for, you know, they speak English.
Okay, because, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not finna... I don't like reading...
Subtitles.
I don't like reading subtitles. But there was this one movie that I watched,
mm-hmm,
called Original Sin. It took place... It's in Spanish, but mm-hmm, there's no English sub,
mm-hmm,
but it's, you know, you read the subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff, like, when it comes to, like, romantic movies,
mm-hmm,
then, yeah, I don't mind reading the subtitles, but... Like the Godzilla stuff? No. Yeah, I want the dub version.
Yeah, yeah.
To where I hear English.
Right. And then I still put the subtitles on that. And I read it. I'll read it when I want to if I feel like I can understand what they were saying.
No, because sometimes the subtitles be different from what they're saying.
What they really saying, yeah. That is true. I noticed that too.
Yeah, but it's the dub version on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
and it's called the first one is called Godzilla, the King of Monsters or something like that.
Okay,
and then the second one is called A City Edge of War or something like. But yeah, it's a trilogy, and they're like an hour and a half, 2 hours long, and they're actually decent. I kind of like them better than the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like them better than the movies.
Okay. Mm. I wonder if my son be watching. I know he watched anime, but he watched a 30
Sailor Moon.
No, not Sailor Moon. I like Sailor Moon. I do like that one.
You do like Sailor Moon?
I do like Sailor Moon. Yeah. it's the newer one. It's actually not new, but the kids are now just getting on to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, he like It started with an A.
My Hero Academia.
That's what it is. My Hero
Academia. Misty went as one of the people for Halloween.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She did.
Yes.
I remember.
She liked that. She liked My Hero Academia.
Yeah. That's Shane loves it. He got posters and clothes and t-shirts and all that stuff. All the little merch.
Yeah. I had dyed her hair green.
Yeah. I remember the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. my oldest daughter wants to go to Comic-Con next year.
Those are nice.
Yeah. I don't know who she's going to dress up in. Because she's a big Marvel fan. Like a huge.
The oldest one?
Yes, Pinky.
I didn't know that. I didn't know Pinky was a Marvel fan.
All day long. Say DC in front of her. And you get cussed. Go get cussed out. Say DC. Say DC in front of my baby. You're going to get cussed out. She loves Marvel. And she kind of got me into watching a little bit of the Marvel stuff, too. Because I like action movies, so.
Yeah. Sometimes the comic stuff, mm-hmm. like the Killer Joke when it came to Batman and the DC comics,
mm-hmm.
like the Killer Joke was like the best one.
Mm.
In my opinion. And some stuff in. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so that's what you've been watching. You ain't been watching nothing else?
That was pretty much.
You've been busy cooking, so you ain't had time.
Yeah, I had to watch stuff that I could listen to.
My mother, Lena Scott said, Penny, watch all that. I know all them kids watching, Mama.
Right.
All them kids love watching that stuff.
But I've been watching stuff that I could listen to, like Reno 911.
Oh, because you already watched it before?
Because I've already seen it. Well, even though they got a few episodes that I haven't seen, mm-hmm. but it's one of those things I can just, you know, pop in, I can listen to.
Like Golden Girls?
Girl. Which is so funny because I haven't watched Golden Girls in a while.
Why?
Because, this is another thing I've been watching. I'm so glad you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
This show, very old show, called The Royal Family. With Red Fox and Della Reese.
Yes, I remember that.
I watched that. It was only one season, and I watched the whole season.
I remember that.
Yes, yeah. And then I've been watching a few interviews with Della Reese when she talks about her relationship with Red Fox and when it came to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been watching that.
You know they was married on, they was dating, I think, on when they was in Harlem Nights. Not in real life, from what
you talking in the movie?
In the movie.
There was a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what was fun, because Eddie Murphy had came up with the show because of that.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I think it was in the midst of them doing Harlem Nights,
mm-hmm.
they had came up with the show. Hey Elizabeth, I miss you too.
I miss y'all, Elizabeth.
She's the one that with the what is it called? Girl, put your business in the comment section, Elizabeth.
Inspirational,
healthy.
Yeah,
they be marching and running around.
Oh, hey like Elizabeth.
They be running around.
Call her Liz.
Well, her name was Elizabeth. Liz, I know,
I'm saying for me, like, I remember.
Yeah. But yeah, they be marching around their building like they doing for civil rights or something. They be on the road.
Listen, they
inspire Arlington Nutrition.
That's what it is. Yes,
that's
yeah.
what it is. They got good stuff. I had got something that was, it was called the, ironically, it was called the fishbowl.
That's the universe trying to tell you something.
Girl!
God is trying to tell you something.
Right.
That's the universe. I keep moving the table, y'all. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that you? I thought that was me.
That was probably both of us.
Okay, because I know I got...
Oh, Jesus! Jesus! Jesus!
Okay. We'll be right back, y'all. Hold on 1 second.
Hold on.
Technical difficulties. Hold on. Girl, keep talking.
I'm talking.
Who is it, Jess? Get on back over there, Jess. We're going to need to put that on something. We're going to have to put that up on something.
I know. I've been looking for something to put it on, but...
We're going to have to find something. Sorry, y'all. Who laughing at us? Who laughing at us, y'all? We trying to figure this out.
We trying to pick a struggle.
And today our struggle is the microphone and the camera.
Right.
You want to put, like, this on the side?
Yeah, because it keeps falling.
Yeah. We gonna get it together, y'all.
Right, eventually. Girl, why'd you touch it?
Because I think you should push it back. And I keep pushing. You know what? I'm gonna take my leg from right here. Because that's what's pushing it, my leg.
You think so? Okay, yeah. Here we go. Think that'll hold it?
Yeah. I feel like you want to put that back up or no?
I know, I'm alright.
Okay. I feel like we're turning sideways. Sorry about that, y'all. We trying to figure this out.
Right.
We're going to get it together.
Yes, Elizabeth, it was an energy drink I had got from y'all.
She said, what happened?
Right, girl, the camera fell. And we got new microphones. Do y'all like it? Can y'all hear us?
Are we loud?
Right.
Loud than we normally be?
Whore, is you live? Live, is you whore? Okay. Y'all are doing great. Keep it up. Thank you, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you.
We trying.
Thank you.
We trying to figure it out slowly but surely.
And we going to get it. Like,
right.
It's going to come a day where y'all going to see us. Y'all going to be like, yeah, I mean, when y'all was sitting in the dining room. and your camera had felt over. Not felt, right. But felt over. And y'all was looking a little shiny. Mm. But y'all did y'all thing. I remember.
She said, yes, you laugh. Thank you. Right.
Dre don't even need a mic. I don't even know if I need a mic, but I know he don't need a mic. He definitely that's a carrying
voice. Right. Y'all gonna be like, y'all, I remember when y'all was in Fishbowl and that lying asshole was running it and all the other stuff. Y'all gonna remember that.
Yeah. Well,
y'all gonna remember that.
So I'm not gonna say anything because I said what I was gonna say last week.
Hey. No, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going.
That's one thing I do like about Dre is that he don't hold his tongue for shit. He gonna say what he got to say.
Right, and it's funny because some stuff I do hold back on.
That's the scary part. That's the part that worries me. Because if you holding back and you still this live, I would hate to be inside of his head. Cause
right.
And I hate it for Jazz. Jazz probably hear all of it. She hear all of
girl,
it.
Her nerves be shot to shingles sometimes. But you know what? As a matter of fact, let me shout out some people.
To Fishbowl? So Elizabeth asked him what happened to Fishbowl.
Oh, what happened to Fishbowl? Okay, so Fishbowl.
We addressed it last week.
Yeah, we addressed it last week, but since Elizabeth didn't see last week's show.
Okay.
Obviously. do a quick review. So Fishbowl, the owner of Fishbowl, lied and said they were going to be closed on Sunday. And our show was on Sunday, and they lied and told us that they were going to be closed, and then we was like, this is the only time that we can do the show, and so we left, and then come to find out, they're not closed on Sundays. They actually do have shows on Sundays, but they picked and choose which shows they wanted to be done on Sundays. We weren't one of them, which is totally fine. We are all right with it. The only thing with me, I just don't like to be lied to. Right. If you would have told me, you know, we're not liking your show, we're not, you know, we're not being cohesive enough, or, you know, we're, you know,
something.
We're, yeah,
something.
We're not jiving with you.
Something.
So I'm going to need you to pick another day. Then I would have been fine with it. But they lied and told us that they were going to be closed on Sundays and then come to find out they're not. That's where I see the problem. Mm-hmm. Ooh, excuse me. So they're closed on Sundays, but we're still going to do our show on Sunday.
Right. And my thing is, like I was saying last week to Dre and everybody. I don't care that whether they close or not. I just felt like it just left a bad taste in my mouth because it's a business.
They was low down and dirty, landing low and spreading it wide.
You heard what she said. I just hate that because it's like, come on now. Like, you're a business and you're supposed to be conducting yourself in a business fashion. Because when it was time for us to pay our part,
we paid
our part.
Yes.
It was never, no, let me give you 20 today. Let me give you 5.5 tonight. No, we gave the money right then. So it's like, why can't we get the same thing back? And we were paying the full amount that was due, but we were getting mediocre.
Yes.
Half-ass.
Very.
Unexperienced.
Yes.
What you call it? Help or
yes.
or whatever. Like
yeah.
It felt like our show was not as important as some of the other shows.
Yes.
And I don't care what you say. Every customer, it doesn't matter if that customer comes to you once a year or every day of that year. That customer needs to be treated the same as anybody else.
Yes.
I don't care if you've been on this station for 15 years, and I've been on for 15 days. I want the same service as that person that's been on for 15 years.
Yes.
So that's what my issue was.
Yes, and then the thing is, we would pay our money in full, but yeah, we weren't getting the full experience.
We weren't even getting the whole hour. That's the part that made... We couldn't start on time. Sometimes it was me, because I was late.
But no. They ain't got nothing to do with it. Because I was always there on time. I was there on time. And then when Mrs. Hall, when y'all had left, that's when I was showing up early to make sure some stuff was done. Because we will start maybe 10, 15 minutes after our time.
And no fault of our own.
Yeah, no fault of our own. It was just the people that was working there did either they didn't know what they were doing or they were just not, you know, they weren't there all the way.
The focus was not on the client or the customer. And my thing is this, if I ever had a business, which I will eventually one day, my main focus and my main objective is going to be...
Yeah.
Damn. It's going to be my clients and my customers.
Yes.
Because that's who's helping me thrive and pay my bills and do what I need to do and keep my business running. Treating your people or treating the people that is helping you or getting you to the next level in life like they don't matter. That's the part that you mess up on.
Right.
And you can't come back from that because I feel like once you lose one customer, you lost.
Because as far as we know, Fishbowl had closed down their studio on Sunday because they weren't quote unquote making enough money.
Right.
And then come to find out, they only have one show on Sunday now, opposed to the 8 that were actually on Sunday before we left.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And so, with that being said, we were like, okay, like nothing surprised us. We kind of got the hint of it, and we kind of figured out what was going on.
Right.
And then when we got the email, we're going to be closed on Sunday. Okay, then, that's kind of the nail in the coffin for us to leave. And then after we left, that's when we figured out they're still open on Sunday and they still have a show running on Sunday in our studio, in our time slot. So we're like, okay, then that's how, if Sammy wants to run Fishbowl that way, then that's her business. That's how she wants to run it. We don't care, but we will speak on our experience with that.
Right.
So, Elizabeth, that's what happened. And Mrs. Hall, that's what happened.
And to each their own.
Yeah.
No hard feelings.
Yeah.
We wish Fishbowl Network all the success that's coming towards them.
Well, not even success. We wish them everything that's coming towards them.
Good or bad.
Doesn't matter.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But and I'm done. Like that. I said what I said last week. I said what I said right now. And that's it. I don't even want to speak on it no more. Because what me and Dre are doing now is like next level. Like we're doing something that most people would do. Most people just tuck their heads in the sand and go on about their life and be like, well, I tried it and I couldn't. But we leveled up. We figured out another way to do what we need to do.
Right. Because I was doing... speaking from my way, I was doing YouTube and podcasting before Fishbowl.
Right.
And I will continue to do it after. Mm-hmm. You're not holding me back, so whatever you got coming to you, I wish you the best. And I wish you everything. Anything you got coming to you, you deserve it. Mm-hmm. I know you do. But
but it is what it is. You know,
it is what it is,
when
yeah.
people start to get nervous or they start to see things, they feel like they be thinking, oh, this person got something. This person might do this. This person might steal my shine. The first thing that person going to do if they one of those people is try to get rid of that.
Yeah.
And if you confident in who you are and what you do, you don't have to worry about stuff like that. Because right. stuff like that is not going to bother you.
Just like fast food restaurants. I would never tell them I have a complaint. I'm just like, I would just never go back there. Mm-hmm. And that's how I am. Right. If I had a legit complaint and it's not being
addressed,
I just would never go back there. And that's my relationship with Fishbowl as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I had a complaint, it was not addressed, and we were brushed off to the side, so good luck to ya.
Right.
What
right.
you say? What is for you is for you and nothing right. in black. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Nothing. You gonna scream in these folks' ear. Okay. You got that mic right there. But anywho, I just want to say thank y'all for y'all support, because everyone who watches us, everyone who shares our show, even though right now we're still on a small scale.
Yeah.
I feel like for
even though
1 year,
even though we could reach 1,000 people if I tried.
I mean, yeah, we just let it be organic.
Exactly.
Let it happen naturally. Let the universe do what it's going to do for Pick a Struggle Show. Let the universe do what it's going to do for what you're cooking, what you're watching, what you're drinking, what you're eating. We got all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Coming towards y'all.
We have a whole bunch of ideas. Like, we have so much stuff going on.
Right.
We're just like, you know, let's be free with it. Let's be...
Yeah, let it flow.
Yeah, let it flow. Let it be natural. Nothing. I think it's because we're both water signs.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a Pisces.
Yes, and I'm a Scorpio. We're both water signs. It's let it flow the way it's going to flow.
Yeah.
And but when push comes to shove, if something happens, water has a way of forcing its way.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Any nook or cranny. But the thing about water is that when you try to stop it, and when you keep water in a certain
that's
spot,
when you get in trouble.
That water turns nasty. It turns moldy. It turns toxic.
Yes.
And we don't want that for us. We want our stuff to flow
naturally,
natural, organic, and go wherever it takes us.
Oh my gosh, just like today on today's show, I had text LaPree and I was like, girl, what you want to talk about? She was like, oh, it's whatever, let's free flow it. Alright, cool, let's do that. We are water signs, and that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We free flow. Mm-hmm. And we will make a way when we have to.
Right.
Like Tony, let it flow. Oh,
okay, right. Yeah. Let it flow. Yeah. I remember that song. I can't sing. So I ain't gonna do Tony because I would not do it justice. But if I was in the shower.
Oh yeah, everybody a good shower. Everybody a good shower singer.
I'm the best. I'm getting a Grammy from the shower.
Wait, that was from Waiting Exhale.
Yeah.
You know, that's my favorite album.
Let it flow. I think I'm doing
it right. Let it flow.
Yes. I feel like Tony was in her prime, and that was like her first time coming out.
Yes. That was in the 90s.
She had the little pixie cut, and she was cute.
Let me tell you something. That Waiting Exhale album was the best album.
My favorite song on Waiting to Exhale album is
Mine was
Aretha
not
Franklin.
Ooh, it hurts like hell.
It hurts like
hell. Girl, you can make me cry.
Miss Hall, you ain't got him started.
Supposed to be something wonderful.
Aretha sung that song.
Yeah,
other one. Baby, you can call on me. SWV.
Oh yes.
Anytime that you feel the need. Yes.
Mine was not gonna cry. Mm-hmm. Funny Valentine by Chaka Khan.
Yes.
Now, love me some Chaka Khan. And then it was Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts Like Hell.
Yes. Mine was
That whole album was just...
Like, you can just let it play. You can let it play.
That was one of the last times you can... Because back when we didn't have like a skip button.
Right.
We just gonna let the album play. Mm-hmm. And Wait Next Tell was one of those. I was like, I'm just gonna let it play. And just listen to it.
The soundtrack. I remember when soundtracks were better than the movie. And that was one soundtrack.
Girl, yes.
Better than the movie. I can listen to Wayne and Exhale.
That one is right Soul now. Food.
Soul Food? Soul Food was one of them. Yes. I can't remember none of the songs.
Oh, no. I know them.
Hold on.
Sis killing me. This time it is. The end of the year. I feel chill.
Okay, so let's go ahead and just move on.
I know, I'm gonna have to listen to those albums when you leave.
Me too.
I'm gonna close those windows and cry.
No,
I'm gonna listen to the girl.
I'm crying.
Damn.
I ain't gonna lie, I be crying too. I'm like, oh,
right.
I'm not even breaking
when
up with nobody.
I'm making love no more.
What about mama? Wait, what about mama?
Yeah. Mama, mama, you know I love you. You know I love you. Ooh,
Y'all, I'm sorry, we are cutting up.
Oh, you could have made me cry.
Elizabeth said, oh, no.
What's your novel say? I just watched it today.
It's the same thing.
Exactly.
Yes.
This is one of my, you're like, oh, my God, I just got to.
But you know what,
we're not making.
Why is it that whenever we listen to, like breakup songs and stuff, we start reminiscing about the people that we broke up with and be like, you know what? You know what? I'm glad I'm over.
Right.
I'm
glad we're not I'm even trying to change.
You know what? Y'all got to start. I can't take them back. I cannot. Y'all better calm down.
What did Stay say? She said that one and the best.
Oh, yes. Okay. So the last one, the Best Man Holiday.
Yeah. Which one are you talking about? You talking about the Best Man? The Best Man Holiday.
The Best Man Holiday. The Best Man Holiday. And that song with Neo. I don't know if y'all know. He remade it. It's a Christmas song. Ooh. Marvin Gaye made it the first time.
This Christmas?
Mm-mm. I'm going to have to Google it. But that song, that Neo song, the one, when the dude was playing football and his wife was dying, and then he ran back in there. And
girl, don't remember that scene. I'm going to start crying.
The song that was playing when he ran back in there when his wife Mia was passing away.
She said the first one.
Oh, the first one.
The first soundtrack? Okay. I'm trying to remember. The only thing I remember... Okay, I kind of feel bad because I kind of don't remember.
So,
the Best
Man. Put some
man.
Songs that you... That you
yeah, Mrs. Hall, put the songs in the comment section you remember. I remember Brown Sugar, though. Brown Sugar,
Bad. I remember Brown Sugar. Yeah, I remember Brown Sugar.
Yeah, I remember
Brown Sugar. I really like the movie.
Yeah, me neither.
I like the movie.
Yeah.
I feel like the movie. I like to annihilate them, but I just didn't like
and
that.
And Taye Diggs.
I like Taye Diggs. I like him. Like, I'll watch him, but I don't like him. You know what I mean?
I know. I love Taye Diggs.
I liked him in How I Started to Get a Groove Back. And, yeah, that's probably my only one.
Yeah.
Wait, what else did he do?
Okay, it was Brown Sugar. How Stella Got a Groove Back.
Best Man.
The Best Man. Well, I liked him because he played gay.
And what?
He was in Will of Grace in the TV show.
I'm not doing that.
Pinky calling you. Answer the phone. Let's see what Pinky wants.
Hold on.
What does she want?
Hold on. My daughter calling me, my oldest.
Yeah.
Hey, Pinky!
Hey, Pinky.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, we doing the show.
Really? Just hey, mama. Not hey, Andre. Hey, Dre. Hey.
Hi, Dre. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but we on our way home, and I forgot. We don't have a key.
Okay. I'm going to text you, okay?
Okay.
Love you. No. I love you.
Thank you, too.
Mama.
Did you just...
No.
No, you just hang up in 8 seconds?
No, Duca, that's my son, my youngest. He's probably going to say something. He's probably going to say something I want him to say.
None of them ain't got no keys.
Because they lose their keys.
Oh.
They lose their keys. But anyway, y'all, yes, soundtracks.
Yes.
The score, that's what it's called. The score is.
Yeah, the score is like one song and then the soundtrack is the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't forget what the hell else we was going to talk about because we didn't got on to. We didn't got on to like a whole nother thing.
We got some letters. Do we have a
letter? Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, let's go ahead and move on. So, I have a pick a struggle letter.
Okay.
So I have a friend that's with a man that is kind of a douche.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to be with her. So I'm trying to figure out how to get her. What?
Sorry, I'm messing up my hair while you doing it.
Oh no, it's all right. Okay, at least you weren't yawning the last time.
I don't know if y'all saw. Jay had pointed out to me that he was eating something and who was talking?
You were!
I was talking.
And started yawning. I'm just like, really?
I'm sorry, y'all. I've been tired. I don't know. But I'm okay today. All right.
I get tired. Good week. But no. So I have a friend and she has a boyfriend that's a little bit of a douchebag, and he broke up with her while she's pregnant with his baby. So I'm trying to figure out how to get her away from him.
Okay, so
without being like an asshole, kinda.
Okay, so that was my phone ringing. So my thing is this. This is what I'm going to say. What I'm going to say to that is...
Right. Are we still live? Let us know if we still
y'all
live.
Y'all see us? Because I don't see us.
I'm trying to see... Oh, God.
Okay, I think we still
live.
We
too busy laughing.
We still live. Okay.
Right. So, oh, yeah, because the thing says live. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, ain't nobody going to call me on my tablet.
Somebody had called my phone. That's why I said that.
Oh, you know what? Mrs. Hall, I really do need your advice on this too.
If you still here.
If you still here, girl, please chime in. Because I'm trying to get my friend away from a potential abusive relationship.
My opinion is this. This is my advice.
How do I get her away from this? But go ahead.
And I want to hear what Miss Hall says. Because if she got the relationship advice, that's who we need to be talking to.
Yes.
I've noticed that people just going to do what they going to do. Like, she probably been knowing that he was toxic.
Yeah.
Not a good guy. Not the right guy. But she stayed with him for whatever reason that she stayed with him. So there's really nothing that you can do to get her away from him. It's going to be something that she decides that she wants to do.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. So what have you done to help her?
I told her I know, because I'm not a woman. So I told her I know a lot of women. You can call this woman for this amount of advice. You can call this woman for that. And if needed be, you can stay with me.
Okay.
That's what
I
did.
And she didn't.
She hasn't taken my advice.
Okay. Elizabeth, what would you do?
I know.
What advice if a friend girl you was called and was like, hey.
Right, and Elizabeth has been in a nice relationship. He's a good man, Savannah.
Good man. Good man. He's a good
right.
man.
Elizabeth has been with a good man for many years. So, what would you do if you had a friend that was in a relationship that was not really good for her and you're trying to get her out? What would you do?
We're waiting on you to come.
Right, we're waiting on you.
I thought I was going to hear something. I don't know why.
Right, we're waiting on
you. I'm like.
She said, that's a lie from the devil. Girl, I'm going to need you to give me a little bit more than that. Come on. Come with it.
What's a lie from the devil?
Right.
Because I feel like.
And where Mrs. Hall go?
She might have had to do something.
I was waiting on you. Maybe she got a husband to attend to.
Yeah,
right. Just be there for her. Girl, I'm going to need a little bit more than that.
be there for her. But like, what advice would you give her? Because me personally,
yeah,
I would be like, listen, he not good for you. I'll help you with your baby, but you need to get out of there.
Right. What advice would you give her?
Right.
Thomas is not a good man. You a damn man.
Thomas is a great man. I don't know him, but he a great man.
Thomas is a good man. I know Tom. Girl, stop playing. You That's why she put LOL up under it, because she knows
you
she
still
laughing.
Out, out, out.
Right?
You she still with Thomas?
She know Thomas is a good man.
Girl, you'll lose your mind if Thomas acted some type of way with your father.
If she ever told me, oh my God, I remember this one time, because Elizabeth used to be kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she had told me, she said, I'm a rock Thomas's world. And I said, well, girl, what you gonna do? Jump up and down? And she Thomas is a good man. Mm-hmm. But no, but Elizabeth has.
I ain't gonna lie, I would wanna bust you in your shit if you said that to me. I would wanna fight you if you said that to me. Cause you know how long it takes for me to get my nerve up to say that about me. You know, see, I done had too much Moscato.
Oh my God!
Y'all don't know what I'm drinking.
What she say? I have a friend with. Oh, she said, I hate you. I love you too, Elizabeth. I love you too.
I'm drinking the cheap stuff today, y'all. Don't do it.
I'm drinking the cheap stuff.
I'm drinking
too.
The red Moscato from the stuff.
I'm drinking Cruzan. I'm pretty sure it's Mexican. Elizabeth would know.
But it's getting me nice and right, okay? That's right. All I want to know. I'm going to clean the hell out of my house tonight.
Said, I hate you. I love you too, Elizabeth. I love you too.
He's a love or hate person. Like, Andre, there's no in between with him.
No.
You either hate him or you love him.
Thank you. It has nothing to do with
me. There's no gray area.
It has nothing to do with me. I don't ever hate you. Yeah. I love you. I can't stand you.
Saying for people towards him.
Yeah.
They either really just hate him or they really love him. Either way, there's no in between. There's no like.
And if you hate me, it has something to do with you. It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, because hate is a really strong word. Right. I don't hate anybody. I can't remember. I can't think of anybody that I just say, oh, I hate them.
That is so funny.
Nobody.
Because I can't never think of anybody. I'm just like, I hate them.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Because it's like hate is so strong. You know, when
it takes
a whole lot of power and energy to hate somebody. It really do.
Yes. What did Elizabeth say? Like I was saying, I had a friend with that problem. I made her come stay with me. I'm thinking the same. I had told my friend the same way. I had told my friend the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, if you need to, you can just come stay with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm letting you know now, the type of guy that you're dealing with, it's not going to end in happily ever after. So just come stay with me and then I'll help you, you know, get to where you need to go.
Yeah. The one thing I do want to say, and this is on a deeper level.
Which is screw me for being a water sign, because water signs are more sympathetic.
We do. We always trying to help everybody. Come over here.
Captain save a hoe.
But the thing about it, the one thing I do want to say is that, and this is on a deeper level, this is when she's done leveled up a little bit. It really is her. She really has to figure out what's going on with her. So for her to be able to even be with a man that way. That's like that, you know?
Yeah. Elizabeth said she had to basically force her friend to come stay with her.
So you're going to grab her by the back of her neck.
Right. Grab her by her new growth back there in the back. And slang her into my apartment.
Yes. And if you're a good friend, you got to be persistent about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be.
Like, every day. Like, girl, come over here. Girl, come over here.
Right.
Girl, I'm coming to get your bag. Come over here. Like,
girl.
And it's hard because people, when they in love, it's hard. People, when they in love, they got blinders on. They don't see nothing.
But not even in love. I think she's in need. I think that's what it is. She's not in love. She's in need. She feels as though she needs that guy. Okay. What did Elizabeth say? But most of the time, girl, take that from a man because they don't love themselves enough to know they are worth more.
And that's what I was saying on a deeper level. That's what I was saying.
Yes.
It's deeper than just, oh, he treating me bad. He got me pregnant and he want to leave. It's you.
Yes.
You have to know how you cannot make that man. That man probably don't love himself, and you don't love yourself. That's the reason why y'all are still together. But once you start loving yourself, that's when that man won't even be able to be around you, because you love yourself so much that it repels him. That's what I'm saying. It's not going, it won't even work. He'll be uncomfortable around you because your energy and your vibration is so high. So when and Elizabeth, we're saying the same thing.
She said, but most of the time, girl, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, that's the early message. I'm sorry. But yeah, thank you, Elizabeth. Yes. Where the hell is Mrs. Hall?
She probably had to go. I do. I'm glad she told me.
Glad you told us that. Because now I know I know what I need to do.
Yeah.
And so after we do this show, I'm going over there and grab her by new growth. I'm finna go grab her by the new growth. Back to in the like, back.
What are you doing? Let go of my neck.
Right, you see that? On all the camera. All that new growth.
All this right here. All these cuckabugs. Well, he ain't got no cuckabugs. It's actually pretty soft.
Oh, thank you.
He'd be more spicy.
In number water. But I'm finna go grab her by the new growth. Back to in the back. And be like, girl, come on. Come on in the room. That's what old folks say.
Yes, I mean, it's space. We got space for her to be comfortable. Like,
yes, and that's the one thing I try to tell her. Like, girl, the resources are out there. You just got to know how to grab them.
Yes.
Because with me personally, because I know so many people, I'm friendly with so many people, I know so many people in so many different places. Mm-hmm. I got you, but I'm going to need you to let me know you serious about what you trying to do.
Right. And I know it's hard, because coming from, I was married when me and my ex-husband separated.
You got a good ex-husband, though.
Ah! When we separated, we had four kids, one being special needs, but the rest of them were all under the age of 14. So I had 14, 9, 5, 4, like they was little, they was really, really small kids, and it was hard. I had a part-time job. I didn't have any resources. I didn't have food stamps. I didn't have Medicaid. I didn't have none of TANF for none of that. And I had to make sure that I took care of my kids and took care of myself at the same time. So it's possible. You just have to know.
Yes. You gotta
do it.
You gotta, girl. Oh, you know, I got my things about, you know, when it comes to religion.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things, you gotta leap out on faith.
Yes.
And then that kind of thing makes me cry. It really does make me emotional, because there's been plenty of times where I wanted to do something and couldn't do it because I'm just like, oh, I got this to do and I got that to do, and then I leap out on faith and next thing you know, I'm able to do it. Yeah. So it's one of those things, you gotta either jump or God gonna push you.
Yeah, and that's the only thing it is. Like, because I'm gonna just say this and I'm gonna leave it alone. Right before me and my ex-husband separated, I prayed for at least 6 months, because I felt something. I knew that it was the end of it, and it was really sad, but I knew it was the end of it. And I prayed. I said, God, what do you want me to do? Because I wasn't gonna just leave my man. Y'all got me fucked up. I ain't gonna leave
my
man.
She got a good man. I don't give a damn what she talking about. She got a good man.
Had
a good man.
Had.
And he's still a good man.
He's a good father. But I prayed about it because I knew it was the end of it, and I would never bash him. He's a great person. He's a great father. But the thing about it is that when you're not happy and when you don't love yourself, nothing that anybody else can do can make you happy. So it was time for it to be the end of it. I stepped out on faith. I had nothing, y'all. I had a part-time job. I didn't have no benefits. I barely had a working vehicle. I had nothing. I had to go stay with my mother. And I don't even like her. So that was hard. You know what I'm saying? I had to go stay with my mama, but I knew that my happiness was more important or more valuable.
That's what I'm trying to get her to realize.
My peace and my happiness, it means everything to me. So no matter how good he was or how he, you know, how he looked on paper or whatever, I couldn't stay. And I knew that my kids and myself were more important than just that. So, I'm gonna leave it alone. But what I'm saying is that when she realizes that,
yes, hopefully she does.
And with your reinforcement, because I ain't had no friends. If I had a friend, I probably would have left.
Because she's thinking, oh, it's easier now. And I had told a girl, staying with an asshole just because it's more convenient and easier is never going to lead to happily ever after. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to, you know, figure out what you want to do. And I had told, I said, if you're going to stay with this douche, don't complain to me no more.
Right.
I don't want to hear it.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. But if you want to leave,
yeah,
I will help you to the ends of the earth.
I'm the same way. Don't keep complaining to me if you're going to keep doing the same thing.
Hey, Kaylin. I've known her for like over 20 years.
Really?
We've been friends since pre-K.
Aw.
Hey, Kaylin.
Hey,
all right. And I'm kind of jealous because she doing her thug. This up.
Don't be jealous. Don't right. be jealous.
I know when I say jelly, I mean in a playful way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know. What you're
but yeah, she doing her thug thizzle. She go to the Salvation Army, like mm-hmm. the markdown places,
mm-hmm.
and find like a really good outfit. Only because she been thin all her life.
Oh,
God bless her. Yeah. She know.
She can do it. She can do that.
Right, she can do that. But you know,
let me tell you what happens when a plus size person goes to the Salvation Army. The legs in between rubbed out. Rub the fuck out. The belt loops broke.
What she say, y'all speaking truth, hey boo. And
she said what?
I'm trying to get like you. Girl, no, don't try to be like
I'm telling you.
Everybody can't be like me.
Plus size person.
If you want to be
the collar, stretched out.
If you want to be like me, I'm going to need you to come down here and eat with me. If you want to be like me, come down here and eat with me.
I'm telling y'all, plus size clothes in the Salvation Army.
Does not go.
That's
not a match. It does not go.
I'm telling y'all, I'm trying. It doesn't work.
Mm-mm. Oh my goodness.
The thighs is gone. It's cold. All up and through the crotch.
The thighs gone.
The thighs is gone.
It's gone away from me.
This I know from experience, and I know from what I do my clothes. So
right, what you say? Yeah, everybody can thrift. Girl, no. Kate.
Not for clothes.
Everybody can thrift.
Maybe for decor.
Everybody can thrift shop.
Maybe for like blankets.
Right.
Dishes.
Right, yeah, dishes.
Paintings.
Furniture.
Yeah, furniture.
Yeah. But clothes, no, Kaylin.
Not for the plus size.
You special.
If one
girl.
Ace or more? If you got two aces on your stuff, no.
Right.
Mm-mm. I'm not fat shaming. I'm just saying, I know from experience. Because I'm at a 2X right now, and I'm not even ashamed of that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that when I go buy some jeans, the in between right here, it's gone.
That thigh.
It's gone.
That thigh.
There ain't no material open. There, baby. It's just straight
no.
holes. It's open.
What's that? We can go try in them secondhand clothes. No, I've tried.
I want to go. Let's go.
No.
I want to go so you can see. So you can see that I'm not lying to you, baby. I'm telling you the truth. I tried it.
Right, but shout outs to Kaylin because sometimes she does make some thrift clothes look really, really good.
I'm sure she do.
Yeah,
so shout out to her.
She's the epiphany of I'm going to pop some tags.
Hey.
Only got $20 hey. In my pocket.
Hey. Hey, y'all, we have had a couple of drinks, so we might need to get them. Get off her head.
A cut?
Because at this point, it's not even pick a struggle. It's two drunk bitches.
Right. It's not pick a struggle. It's pick a drink.
Right.
How long have we been live?
You want to say?
I don't even know. Girl, tap on the thing.
An hour and 12 minutes.
An hour and 12. Okay, it's time for us to go.
Hey, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in.
Right.
We really appreciate y'all.
Kaylin, please... Girl, whatever you do, link it in the comment section.
Yes, because we would love to share it. We would love to share your posts. We would like to share your stuff with anybody.
Because we support.
We support everybody.
We support everybody. So, Elizabeth, I know you put your name in it, but put the website of Inspire Arlington Nutrition.
Yes.
Make sure you put that in the comment section.
So we can share.
And... what she said, don't leave. Girl, back.
She said that.
Elizabeth, I was like, no, don't leave.
Girl, we got to go. We
right. I gotta go save some poles, and I'm hungry. You know,
I'm a little hungry. So I ain't, and that's how it be when you're cooking. When you're cooking, you don't be eating, so you be hungry. You be like, ooh, I'm a little hungry.
Right.
My stomach growling.
Me and Jazz had. I think we.
That was my.
What did you? Why?
I'm sorry.
Why would you do that?
It was an accident.
Girl.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, she had too much to drink.
I did, because I ain't ate. I'm hungry. I need to go eat something. I need to go eat some food.
Right, and then I think me and Jazz, all we had was like a couple of corn dogs.
From where? Sonic?
No, from the refrigerator.
Oh, them State Farms?
Yes.
I mean, State
yes.
Fairs.
Yes. Yeah. Bum, ba da bum, 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 bum. Right, State Farm.
Them State Fair corn dogs. Hey, y'all, listen. If y'all,
she said, y'all need to stay on a little longer. Oh, yes. Okay, she got her Instagram and stuff on there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Girl, it's time for us to go.
Listen, real quick. State Fair, Foster Farm, corn dogs, bomb. Oven, bomb.
Yes.
Do your thing.
Yes.
Do your thing.
Yes.
But anyway, y'all, it's been real. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Right.
Love y'all.
We'll see y'all next Sunday. We got to
this
go.
This looks good.
What you talking about?
This lighting.
It's okay, it's time for us to go.
Bye, y'all. We'll see y'all next
time. Right, next time, we're going to do a 2-hour show then. All right,
yeah.
What's this one? Was it like an hour and...
Let me see what we do.
It was like an hour and 17 minutes.
Yeah, we're doing 2 hours next week, so I'll be ready.
Yeah, we're going to do...
Get your popcorn ready.
Oh, you know what? Which reminds me. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me fix this right quick. Let me fix this.
Mm. We're gonna have some music playing next week. Hey.
Okay. What did Kevin say? A pretty penny can buy you the world. Okay, yeah. That's only for thin people, Caitlin. Just stop. Stop.
I told you the thighs be gone. Stop. The thighs be gone, baby.
You know what? Let me just hold this.
Yeah, just hold it because we about to get off.
Right. Because we about to get off, but just to let y'all know, this is our 50th. Ooh. 50th show.
50. 5-0.
So next time we come on, we're gonna give away some money.
Yep.
We're gonna give away some money.
Put your cash apps in the
Put your cash apps in the comment section, and we're gonna give away some money next time.
We're gonna put names in the hat. And if you get your name selected,
you share the show and share the show with your cash.
You gotta like, comment, share.
If you can.
You can. Everybody got the ability to do that. And we will send you a cash app if you after we pick names.
Yep. Share the show. Like the show. Comment on the show. Share the show. We will give away some money. Because this is our 50th episode. 50. And we are so thankful.
Yes.
We're so thankful for the people who have... So we got the prayer hands. We're so thankful for the people who have cared so much about us.
Yes.
So let's go. I'm tired. We'll tell you if you missed it. We'll give some more detail on how you can get some money as we celebrate our 50th show.
Yep.
Peace in the Middle East.
Y'all have a good night. Good weekend.
Dollar head grease.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Hey, Erica. Oh, you late. Bye, Erica.